Normally, I'd ask you to come up front for your lesson. However, because there are so many of you today, you can stay in your seats. This is a story on peace. There once lived a very wealthy man who was willing to pay a small fortune to the artist who could best illustrate the presence of peace. Several artists brought paintings of sunsets and quiet meadows, but the man did not accept any of these. One day, as he was walking through looking at the most recent attempts, two paintings captured his attention.
One painting was a beautiful calm lake surrounded by lush green mountains. The water seemed as still as glass, and wispy white clouds danced in the bright blue of the sky. Next to this painting was another with vast differences. It was also a picture of a lake surrounded by mountains, but the strong winds had whipped the lake into a tempest, and the dark clouds hovered about the rugged mountain landscape, ready to release a downpour of torrential rains.
The audience standing about watched carefully to see which one the man might choose to depict the story of peace. All were shocked when he did not choose the first one, but instead chose the second. How could such a stormy scene tell a story of peace?
The rich man explained the first painting was beautiful and peaceful, but it didn't tell the truth of where peace can be found. Anyone could feel peaceful upon a crystal clear lake with light clouds drifting across the sky and barely a breeze blowing across the water.
Then he pointed out something in the second painting which everyone else had overlooked. If you peered closely into the mountains in the second one, there was a waterfall, and tucked into the crevice of the mountain near the waterfall was a small nest on which a mother bird sat upon her tiny blue eggs.
The man spoke, "This second painting is a picture of true perfect peace, because it is within the storms of life. We find in real peace tucked into the side of God, knowing his presence will guard and protect us even in the midst of this world's storms. Don't let your wild storms destroy the peace of that God has given you."
Hello, my name is Karen Gallagher, and today we thought it might be fun to put together a service with some of the younger people in our church. Today I'm up here to talk about some of the things I have learned this summer at camp. The songs that we have sung today are some of my favorites from camp. I attended two different Christian Bible camps. One camp was called New Life Island, located on the Delaware River in Upper Black Eddy. The other camp is called Pocono Mountain Bible Camp. It's about an hour and 45 minutes from here up in the Poconos. We do lots of outdoor activities like walking creeks, singing, and having multiple Bible studies throughout the day. I have had the opportunity to learn lots about the Bible and lifelong lessons at both of the camps. One lesson we learned was about how sin separates us from God. The big question was, how does sin break our relationship? When we have poor relationships with God, sin deceives us into thinking that God has distanced himself from us. It affects our prayers, life, and worship. Above everything else, abiding in sin takes over the Holy Spirit in us. We end up listening to the wrong voice, and we're easily deceived by Satan. At my first camp, I learned that we are born as sinners, and we have to be saved to enter into heaven. Another lesson I learned was about worry and how to not let affect us in any way. Psalms 37, 1 through 2 says, "Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither." I hope all of you find time alone to learn about our God.